Chapter 11 Royal We. When Princess Luna arrived back to Canterlot, she should have gone straight to bed. But rather than making a rational decision, Luna stormed into the throne room, full of feelings. "How couldst thou do this to us?" she bellowed accidentally, slipping into her royal Canterlot voice. Luna's eyes had the same crazy expression as they did before she turned into Nightmare Moon. "Do what, Luna?" A look of concern flashed across Princess Celestia's face. She stood up from her throne and came over to her sister. Celestia put a hoof on Luna's shoulder to calm her. It worked better than a burst of magic. Luna sighed and plopped down on the cold stone floor. "A winter moon festival?" She hung her head, and her flowing dark mane fell over her green eyes. "What in Star Swirl's bristly beard were you thinking?" "Oh," Princess Celestia bit her lip. "You found out," she gave a nonchalant laugh. "It was supposed to be a fun surprise, sister." "I hate surprises," Luna pouted. "You know that." "But what about all those times in the Castle of Two Sisters? All those hidden trap doors and secret passageways you wanted to build into it?" Celestia teased. "I don't recall you disliking surprising Chancellor Puddinghead by jumping out and startling her during royal meetings." The memory elicited a tiny giggle from Luna. "That was quite amusing." "I know," Princess Celestia smiled. "And this will be too, I promise." Princess Celestia raised her brow in hope. "So will you play along, for the sake of a surprise?" Luna thought of how determined the little fillies had been in making this happen. If she told Celestia to cancel the whole event now, they'd probably still find a way to surprise her, and then she'd never know when it was going to be. If Luna went along with the fast-approaching Winter Moon Festival, at least she'd be able to have a hoof in how it went. "I shall play along," said Luna with a nod. "But there will be some surprises for every pony else," she thought, imagining the other silly tweaks she could make to the party planner's dreams. "Thank you, sister," Celestia bowed. "Now please go get some rest. Any pony ever tell you that you're rather unpleasant when you're tired?"